Lots of people enjoy pure maple syrup, but if you ask this farmer what he thinks of it, well, you'll quickly find out it's not even close to the right type of syrup you need for breakfast. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When Joe Todd was 21 years old, he left the family farm in southeastern Alabama. He grew up around sugarcane and syrup making there.
That ended my family making syrup. And when I retired and moved back to the farm in 1974, there was absolutely nobody growing sugarcane and making syrup.
But Joe revived the business, making syrup from cane once again. I ask him how it stacks up against the maple syrup in the northeastern U.S.
That's just water. That's sweet. That's all maple syrup is. It's just sweet water. That's the way we view it down here. We want syrup thick enough to tear up a biscuit when we drag it through a cane syrup.
On Joe's farm, the process of growing cane begins around Labor Day.
We try to plant a half an acre each year. Now, sugar cane is a member of the grass family. And you cut it off about an inch from the ground, it comes back from the root system. 5 or 6 years before you have to replant again.
Some of their cane syrup goes to distilleries making rum. Most of the rest of the 2,000 gallons produced each year is sold here on the farm or in local stores. They also use it in the restaurant on their farm. They cut and process the cane, and visitors can see it done if they come here at the right time of the year. Joe says farms have changed a lot when compared to when he began farming.
When I left the farm when I was 21, that's the way we farmed. It was just a pair of mules. We farmed 67 acres.
He still uses mules for some of the work here today. He says it's what he grew up with. It's an interesting place to visit and get a bit of homemade syrup from a sixth-generation farmer. Traveling the countryside in Dothan, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.